Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. Later this hour, Joe Lisi, Gopher to Two. We'll have him on to break down all of the college football betting action for, frankly, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be insane. I just noticed that the Leafs and Kings game is on TNT. Very exciting development. As I'm watching the Warriors get drubbed, I might as well watch a little Leafs and Kings, you know what I mean? Like, while I'm at it. So the Avalanche lead the Ducks 3-1 in Rado after two periods. Oilers and Coyotes after one tied 1-1. The Leafs 1-0 over the Kings after the first. So I guess they're in the break now to rag. Canes lead 1-0 over the Smoke Crack in Seattle. Sharks 1-0 at the Tank over the Senators, 7 minutes left in the first. The Penguins beat the Canucks 4-1 as Pittsburgh stays hot. They've won four straight, and they've dealt with injuries and COVID. Now all of a sudden they got it all going. McGinn with a goal and an assist. Rodriguez with a goal. Penguins get it done. Rust, a power play goal. Aston Reese, a goal, 4-1, Penguins at PPG tonight. Bruins, 5-1 over the Sabres. Bergeron, Pasta, Coyle, each had a goal and an assist to lead the Bruins over the Sabres in Buffalo. The Panthers in overtime. Ekblad, the winner, beats the Flyers 2-1. Bennett scored a power play goal 4 minutes into the third to tie the game at one for the Panthers, and then they win it in overtime. The Capitals blew out the Canadiens 6-3. Kuznetsov scored his seventh and added an assist. Ovi had three dimes in a game for the first time in 4 years. Caps cruise over the hapless 5-14-2 Canadiens. Can you believe they went to the Stanley Cup Finals? Jackets 3-0 over the Jets in Columbus. Merzlikin stopped 36 shots. Seventh career shutout for the kid. The Red Wings beat the Blues 4-2. Adam Earn scores the go-ahead goal in the third. And rookie Lucas Raymond got his eighth of the season as the Red Wings beat the Blues at Little Sleezers. Rangers, we told you, beat the Islanders 4-1. The Wild in a shootout beat the Devils 3-2. They were up a couple goals. Devils came back, tied it, and lost in the shootout. And Vegas beat the Predators in Smashville 5-2. Stevenson, Ronberg, Brooks with goals. Pietrangelo shorthanded. Stoner with the icer at 18 of the third to make it 5-2, and that was a done deal. Showing highlights now on TNT of all these other games. Oh, a little fight breaking out. I saw this big brawl break out of the Islanders-Ranger game. They should have showed more of the fight. I need to see more of the fight. I see your boy, the King. Henrik Lundqvist is now on the Wednesday night broadcast team on TNT with the Bisser, your boy, the Bisser, Bissonette, and Tockett, along with King Henrik, doing the show on TNT now. Your boy had the heart problem, had to retire. Now he's found his niche. He's doing TV now for TNT. What do you think, Mafia? We welcome all of our radio affiliates to the show. Pharrell on the Bench, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoop Row Soldier. What do you think, Mafia, the King on TNT?
I think it's perfect for him. We'll see how he is with this analysis. But, I mean, this is a guy who always was very into big in fashion, you know, who, you know, a lot of people talked about how good looking he was, his personality. You know, he played in Rock Band with your boy McEnroe. So he's always been out there and, you know, having a great, vibrant, you know, personality and life and look. So perfect for them.
Already looks fantastic tonight. He's got the three-piece suit on, styling in a winter gray with a pocket square. And the hairdo is just fantastic. The King already looking way better than the Bisser and Tockett. The King getting chicks on TNT in his first night on the gig. You could tell that he's got chicks enamored with him. Absolutely enamored with him. I'm watching the Christmas Conor McGregor commercials now for his crappy whiskey, and they're quite uncomfortable, the commercials. He just looks horribly uncomfortable doing television commercials. I mean, it is bad. It's as bad as it gets. I saw the other day he said that he's going to fight the lightweight champ next. That's who he's going to fight. He said, whoever's the lightweight champ, that's who I'm fighting. Because he just thinks he deserves to fight for championships every time he gets in the octagon. Too bad every time he gets in the octagon, he loses and gets his ass beat. Maybe he should just stick to the whiskey. Maybe he should just stick to beating up citizens in bars or getting arrested or having people sue him for beating them. He's nothing but trouble, street thug ass.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So I was watching the start of this Leafs-Kings second period, and Eddie O, our good friend Edzo, he's been on the show a million times over the years. I love Edzo, but he's got Lucky Robitaille on, a living legend. Just, I can't even begin to tell you how good of friends I am with Luke Robitaille. When I lived in L.A., obviously, I knew him, and he used to do the show a lot. And I see him at games year-round and whatever, every season. And obviously, I have a long history in the NHL, covering the league, doing play-by-play, working for the league, working for the NHL, doing playoff specials for years and years. I've done it all. And he's really, I have to say, I mean, honestly, he's like the greatest guy you could ever meet in your life. He is the nicest guy I think I've ever met in my life. And I have never met anyone that laughs and enjoys life more than Lucky Robitaille. I mean, this guy, he laughs in his sleep. I mean, this guy, all you have to do is get him in a room and just start talking to him, and he starts laughing. I mean, a guy laughs when the wind blows. I just saw him on with Edzo and Kenny Albert, and he came on in between periods, and he just started laughing. I mean, the guy, he laughs, like, he literally laughs every 5 seconds in his life. And I you know, coming from me, it's hard to believe because I'm not exactly Mr. Cheerful. I'm not exactly Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, Smiley, Laughing, Joking, Jovial, Mr. Friendly. I'm not Mr., you know, Always Sunshine, right? Mafia would attest to that. But, I mean, I wish I was. And I wish I was that happy all the time. And I wish I, and the Kings tie the game early in the second. What a goal. Oh, my. An open net, they find. So, anyway, that hit a stick in front. I mean, that hit a stick in front for sure. I mean, that is beautiful. On the doorstep. To get that, Arvidsson hit it in. Anyway, Lucky's just always laughing, always smiling, always in a good mood, just always cracking jokes and just breaking up. And I've never seen anything like it. I haven't seen a guy in years. And I see him tonight for the first time in a few years. And the first thing I see him, he's laughing. I mean, this guy laughs more than any human being I've ever met in my life. He's always happy. Lucky. What a nickname. Lucky Luke Robitaille. Everyone loves him. That guy doesn't have an enemy on the face of the earth. Even at, you know, teams he played against, all the players in the league love him because he's just so nice. He's just so happy. Just so cool and jovial and just so ridiculously fun to be around. What a guy. I got to tell you, I've never met anyone quite like him. I used to love having him on the show. He's always laughing. Just cracks me up how that guy's so happy all the time. It almost makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. So, Mavia, they're going to start golf tomorrow, the Lions, thank God, because I don't think I could have taken Tim Boyle for 4 hours. I mean, it's bad enough. I got to watch the Lions and Bears. Is there anything worse than the Lions and Bears as your 12:30 offering on Turkey Day? Is there, honestly, like, it doesn't get any worse than that game.
No, it doesn't. It makes you not want to watch football the rest of the day. The game's so bad by the time it's over, you feel like you've watched all three games in a row. Like, that's how long it feels like. And you're just like, all right, I'm done for the day. And then there's two more. I mean, honestly, though, the way he's performed, is Goff really that much of an improvement over Tim Boyle? At least that guy probably has some little extra heart because he's trying to prove himself and, you know, get a job in the NFL for another year. Goff's been around, hasn't gotten any better. They haven't won a single game. He's terrible.
Better than Boyle. Here's the deal. I've always told you, when two bad teams hook up, it's usually a good game. So I got that going for me. I really do. I have a feeling, with as bad as those two teams are, that it's going to be a good game. For some reason, it's got to be, because everyone's been making fun of it all week. And here it is upon us. And it's the Bears and Lions. And the Bears mess. You know, they've never fired a coach in season in their history. So I don't know if McCaskey's going to let him fire this guy, Nagy. I don't think they're going to fire him. Like, that, you know, all the reports said he was going to get fired after the game, win or lose. I'm not sure I'm buying that. I mean, if he gets fired, so be it. He deserves it. But, you know, he did take him to a couple playoffs, and they even made the playoffs last year after losing a bunch of games in a row. And then this year they lost a bunch of games in a row, and they just really couldn't afford to lose a bunch of games in a row, but they did, and they really suck. And I think Pace and Nagy have to go. I think all of Chicago hates both of them. I mean, vehemently hates them. And the Leafs get the lead back. What a goal. And they break the tie, and it goes to 2-1. Simmons was in on it. Let's see how it came through the neutral zone. And then Simmons fires a shot in front and standing all alone is Engvall from Simmons. What a play from the right circle, all alone on the doorstep with the easy redirector tapper pass. Johnny Quick. He wasn't quick on that one. His Engvall puts it in. 2-1 lead. So the middle game is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, who have fallen on hard times. Do you remember, Mavi, when they said that your boy Biscotti Bread was going to be the great savior for the Raiders? Couldn't find a better coach ever than your boy Biscotti Bread. And all I know is ever since they got him, they won the first game and then they've lost everything else. I just don't buy the Raiders at all. I think they're finished.
No, even when they were winning games early in the season, it was, you know, sloppy games. They had the first week, it was the Monday night comeback when they were down and they came back late in overtime and they basically gave that game away and the Ravens just gave it back to them. And, you know, Derek Carr flat out said that today at his press conference. He's like, listen, and other guys have said it too. He's like, first couple weeks when we were undefeated, we knew we could play better, that we're making mistakes and we're just lucking out that it didn't cost us. And now, you know, as it eventually always does, it's caught up to them. They're the same team they were in the beginning of the season, but now when things were bouncing their way, it's not, and they're losing these games and look terrible.
So the nightcap has the and by the way, I think Dallas is going to light them up tomorrow. But
as long as CeeDee Lamb's in there, they're going to light them up.
And everybody else for that matter. I think Dak's going to do whatever he wants. I think Zeke's going to do whatever he wants. I think Pollard's going to do whatever he wants. I think they're going to do whatever they want. And then the Saints and Bills at night in New Orleans. Do you give the Saints a shot, or are you on this Bills team like everybody else? Everything's, well, the Bills have been awful lately. They got to turn it around. They'll probably play really well in a dome. I've heard all I can take with that.
I don't think it's that the Bills are going to play great or they're this, you know, the great team. I think they're a good team, but not great, as we've said before. But I think the Saints are a terrible team right now. Trevor Siemian at quarterback, no AK. Their receiving core is, you know, mixed pieces. Half their guys are hurt. They just are held together by scotch tape right now. So the Bills are getting them at the right time.
Should have used Gorilla Tape, is my view. Coming up, go for the two. Your boy Joe Lisi will roll out the carpet for all the games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in college football. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, so Joe Lisi, Gopher to Two, will be on Sports Grid tomorrow early in the morning. Joe, what are you doing? Getting everybody all lubed up for the games?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother, and the family, and obviously Mafia and Carver and the crew. But yes, I'm getting everybody lubed up for that 12-4 window of Detroit and Chicago, Scotty. Detroit with Tim Boyle possibly at the helm.
Yeah, no, they're starting Goff.
Are they?
Yeah,
I'm starting happy Goff. Because I jumped on the over now. I jumped on the over 41.5 prior. That's good. I'll take Goff.
I think when two bad teams hook up, it's generally a good game. And I think these are two really bad teams. So maybe we'll have a good game. Who do you like in the Dallas game with the Raiders and the Saints game with the Bills?
I took the points with the Raiders just because it's a short week. They haven't been playing well, back-to-back losses to the Bengals and Chiefs. But I think they get right here. It's prime time. The fact that CeeDee Lamb's banged up, no Cooper possibly. I just think that it's way too many points for a team in the Raiders that have played well during the year. So Carr versus Prescott, I'm on all the overs tomorrow. But I'm taking the points with the Raiders in that ballgame.
And the Saints-Bills?
The leaning to the Bills. Don't love it that it jumped from 4.5 to 6, but I'm on the Bills anyway. Also on them, -230 on the money line. But I did take Josh Allen, 32.5 over in terms of his rushing total. Jalen Hurts, 3 rushing touchdowns last week. I think Allen tries to get it done on the ground this week.
Fair enough. All right, Joe, we got to talk about all of these college football games. You got a couple games tomorrow, one of which is the Egg Bowl, the Ole Miss Mississippi State game in Starkville. You and I have talked at great length about how Rodgers is on fire. That performance against Auburn, down 25 to score 5 straight touchdowns and win that game at Auburn, was the most impressive game that I've seen from any team in college football this year. That was the game that stood out to me. I couldn't believe what I was watching, but I still lean on Corral and Ole Miss in this game. I just think they're a better team than Mississippi State. Fair enough. Mississippi State's on fire. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Starkville at night, right? With all the marbles on the line in terms of this ball game and the Egg Bowl. I'm going to take Will Rogers. I'm going to take their defense. I think their defense is a little bit underrated as well, especially in third down defense. They're solid in run support. I know Ole Miss gets all the credit about being a solid defense, but that front seven for the Bulldogs, I think, could go toe-to-toe with Snoop Connor and Jerrion Ealy. So I know it seems like a little bit high, 2.5. But I'm laying it with Miss State.
In the afternoon at Spartan Stadium in San Jose, San Jose State's getting 7.5 from Fresno State. Any action there?
Going to take San Jose State. The fact that they're the home team, it's an early kick for the most part, 12 o'clock. I'm taking the Spartans in that matchup. I know they haven't played consistent for the most part, but I'll still take that any day of the week in terms of a primetime matchup on Thanksgiving.
All right, Black Friday is going to be unbelievable. I think you and I are both on San Diego State. I cannot believe they're getting 2.5 at home against Boise. I know they play the games in Carson. I don't care. I love this San Diego State team, looking for their 11th win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I know Boise's won 4 straight, but I'm not sold on them in terms of run support. I think if San Diego State hits them in the mouth, I think they're going to crumble. I'm not sold on Hank Bachmeier either at the quarterback position. Too physical in the interior. The fact that they're catching 1.5, 2 in this ball game, I mean, I think it's all public money on Boise. Give me the Aztecs at home.
Kansas State's playing in Austin against Texas. Texas is a miserable 4-7. I cannot believe the luck Sarkisian's had with the Longhorns. They're laying 3 against K-State, who's 7-4. I got to tell you, everybody's been beating Texas.
Yeah, I know. This game scares me because Texas has won 4 straight. The line opened at 4. It's down to 3 now. They won this game 69-31 last year. I know no B. John Robinson. I'm not betting this game. But if I had to pick, I'm taking Texas. I mean, I know they lost 6 straight, but I mean, this is a game on the day after Thanksgiving. You have to win if you're Sark. So I'm going to lay the wood with the Longhorns.
Iowa and Nebraska in Lincoln. No Martinez playing. Nebraska favored by 1. I cannot believe that over a 9-2 Iowa team. I'm on Iowa.
Yeah, I'm on Iowa, too. I think that, you know, this is one of these lines. No Martinez, the book sets a line to make people think to get in Nebraska money just to even it out a little bit. I'm going to take Iowa with you. Too physical in the interior. You want to give me a point on the road? That's fine. I'll take it. I think this Scott Frost team is done after last week's loss and cover against Wisconsin.
Can East Carolina give Cincinnati a game, getting 2 touchdowns in the afternoon at East Carolina?
It's possible. I lean Cincinnati. My best bet in that ball game, like we talked earlier, is over 57.5 in that matchup.
Missouri and Arkansas and Fayetteville, they're laying 14 and a hook.
Yeah, one of my best bets. I know Missouri's playing better. I was on Arkansas last week. Arkansas, to me, with no Treylon Burks, I don't care. They're going to run at will on that front seven. If Tennessee rushed for 450 on them earlier in the year with Hendon Hooker, K.J. Jefferson, that physical offensive line, could run for 500. I'm not sold on Missouri. I think they're going to crumble like an accordion. I love Arkansas on Friday.
A UNLV and Air Force in Colorado Springs. Air Force laying 18, but UNLV's been playing a lot better lately.
I know. This game, I love Air Force. Air Force at home, 18. That's such a shot. I'll take UNLV with the points. Do not love this game, though. I do not love this game because I'm a big backer of Air Force, what they're able to do. But I'm with you. UNLV playing much better. So I'll take the points. I'm not betting that game on Friday, though.
Colorado's been miserable at 4-7. They're playing at right tackles against Utah, who just kicked Oregon's ass. Utah's laying 23 and a hook. Do you take it with the crappy Buffs?
Yeah, you do, because they have to prepare, right, Utah, again, for the Pac-12 championship. So, again, I think it's a methodical win. I don't think they cover the 23.5, 24. Take the Buffaloes, even though I don't like Carl Durrell.
TCU at Iowa State in Ames. Iowa State laying a fat 15 spot. I don't like that.
No, me neither. I can't lay Iowa State, even though they should win this ball game. Jerry Kill might be named the coach in New Mexico State, I heard. So he's been rumbling. Does he have one foot out the door? I mean, it would lean to Iowa State, but they haven't covered as a double-digit favorite a lot. The only game they covered in recent weeks, was the game at home against Texas. I'm taking the points with TCU.
North Carolina State in Raleigh laying 6 to North Carolina in a rivalry game.
One of my best bets. Love NC State. They need to win this to go to the ACC championship. UNC's offensive line is atrocious. 40 sacks allowed. That's the strength of NC State. One of the top third down defenses in all of college football. Devin Leary, solid Bam Knight person. I think they wear down North Carolina, even though North Carolina has won 2 straight in the series. I love NC State at home Friday night.
And who would they play, Pitt, in the ACC title game?
Yeah. Assuming Pitt. If Wake loses to Wake plays Boston College. Pittsburgh plays this weekend. I think it'll be Pittsburgh, though. Yeah, Pitt and Cuse.
All right, Washington State is playing Washington in Seattle, and Washington State's laying 1. They never win this game.
I know. They 7 straight losses. The last time they played was 2019. I can't take Washington State here, even though both teams have interim coaches. I want to take the Cougars, but I have to take the Huskies playing at home, even though I hate the game. Hate the game.
He hates the game. So Central Florida laying 18.5 to South Florida.
Yep, they've won 4 straight. I love South Florida plus the 18.5 in this ball game. Rivalry game. It means a lot to Jeff Scott for recruiting. I mean, UCF is good. They're not elite. Mikey Keene's okay, but I like Timmy McClain. I think they keep it within the number 18.5. They might even be a live dog. Don't be shocked if South Florida's in this game from start to finish.
Coastal laying 15 at South Alabama, looking for their 10th win.
Yeah, I think I only lean Coastal in that ball game, even though they're on the road. I lean to Coastal laying the wood.
Utah State going to put it on New Mexico, looking for their 9th win, laying 15 and a hook. I think they whacked them.
Yeah, I like the way they're playing. I couldn't agree more. I think they crushed them. By 25-30, possibly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Joe about Saturday's games, and there's tons of them. Obviously, the big one is Ohio State going to the Big House in Ann Arbor for a 12 o'clock kickoff with the Michigan Wolverines, and the number is still 8, Ohio State laying 8. We'll come back and talk to Joe about that. And many more games. I mean, there is a litany of action on Saturday, including the Iron Bowl. You got Oregon State and Oregon, Indiana and Purdue, Wisconsin and Minnesota, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. It is all day long.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench with Scott Ferrell.
Ah! remember we took the Warriors at plus 2.5 at minus -111, I think what you got it at, Mafia. And they were down 16. They're now tied at 66s with like 8 minutes left in the third. And they're going to win this game. Come hell or high water, they're going to win this game, and I'm going to make money. That's what's going to happen there. They came back in the third like nobody's business, and they're going to win this game. They're up one right now. And, I mean, they have just been lighting it up. Curry and everybody hitting bomb threes, Wiggins, you name it. Joe Lisi's with us, cover to two. He'll be on Sports Grid tomorrow morning and getting you ready for all the NFL Turkey Day games. But we're talking about Saturday's games right now, and that's all that matters. All right. I'm going to just go down the list. We'll hit the Ohio State game third. But Notre Dame and Stanford, Notre Dame's 10-1. They're the number 6-ranked team behind Michigan. They're laying 19.5. Stanford sucks. And Notre Dame's coming off a 55-0 impaling of Georgia Tech. I think the same thing happens here. Notre Dame beats Stanford's ass.
Yeah, they might win, but I'm taking the points in this matchup, Scotty. I'm going to take the Cardinal. Could be David Shaw's last game as coach. You never know. I'm going to, and traditionally, ND struggles on the West Coast. I'm going to take the points in that matchup. I was against them last week. I got crushed. Everybody buried me because of Georgia Tech's output, but I'm taking the Cardinal. I'm backing it up again.
Yeah, Notre Dame's going to kill them. Georgia and Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd. In Atlanta, Georgia laying 35. If Georgia Tech gave up 55 to Notre Dame, what do you think Georgia's going to do to them? They won't score against 80. Georgia.
80. I don't know. I can't look to Georgia Tech in that matchup in any capacity. I mean, could only look to Georgia. Again, 35, 35.5. They didn't cover against Missouri. Laying a huge number, it's possible, but I can only look to Georgia there.
All right, Ohio State and Michigan at the Big House. The number's 8.
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan. I understand how dominant Ohio State's been. I understand Jim Harbaugh against Ohio State's record. I get that. But at the end of the day, they have the recipe to sustain drives, keep C.J. Stroud on the sidelines. Secondary's not bad. They have a front seven that could get a pass rush just the way Oregon did in the earlier part of the year. Again, they have to play a perfect game. I think they could do it playing at home. Again, styles make fights. I'm taking the 8 points. I think they're in this ball game from start to finish.
Are you kidding me, Joe, that you haven't learned your lesson yet about betting against Ohio State, against Michigan over the last 12 years, the beatings they've given them? And every year the same thing. People say what you say, that they're gonna match up with them. They're going to run the ball down their throat. And then Ohio State right now is playing the best defense they've played all year. I mean, what they did to Michigan State was unholy. And what they're doing offensively is unstoppable. And the way they've owned Michigan, I just think at some point you have to learn your lesson. Like, I've given up. I want Michigan. I want them to win. I want them to cover. I want them to beat Ohio State's ass. I pray for nothing but. But every year, it's the same story.
I totally agree. Here's the way I look at it. The books played mind games with bettors against Purdue and Michigan State. They had everybody sucking in, taking the points on Purdue, taking the points on Michigan State, and then Ohio State kicked ass in that ball game, both of them. And I was on Ohio State on both sides. Now you have the reverse psychology where they're laying a short number. The way they've dominated Michigan, and people think this line should be much higher, and it's much lower, and everybody's jumping on Ohio State, and I'm going the other way. I'm taking the points, home dog, the fact that they're home. I agree with you 100% from that psychology, but when you look at what the books did in terms of the last two games and the dominance of Ohio State, they sucked in everybody over the last 2 weeks. I'm backing the dog. Now they got everybody back in the favor, and I'm taking Michigan here.
Wow. Texas Tech and Baylor in Waco. Baylor's laying 14.
I know. I think Baylor wins, but another one of my best bets. I love the Red Raiders. They won this ball game last year 24-23. Not a bad defense. They held 7 opponents under 100. That's 100 yards rushing. That's the strength of Baylor. Again, a lot of pressure on them to win. They need to win just to make it to the Big 12 should Oklahoma knock off Oak State. So there's pressure there. I like Texas Tech. Sonny Cumbie's got a vote of confidence from Joey McGuire. I like Texas Tech plus the points here as long as it's over 14.
Yeah, I like Baylor. I think Texas Tech sucks. Wake Forest and BC and Chestnut Hill. Wake's laying 5, and I did it.
Yeah, I took the other side. I like Boston College because I think they can run on them. Don't like Wake's defense giving up 300-plus to Clemson. It's back-to-back road games. The cold weather could be a factor. Give me Djokovic and Boston College.
Houston and UConn. Houston's laying 32.5. I did it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see Houston laying an egg against UConn. I mean, UConn sucks. So at the end of the day, their defense is very underrated, Houston. Even though I don't love Holgorsen, he's doing a fantastic job. I think they cover this number.
Florida State and Florida and Gainesville. Florida's laying 2.5. I did it, and I have no idea why.
You laid it, huh? I mean, Florida State's more consistent. I understand why you did it. A lot of people are on Florida State. I mean, they got to show some moxie, Florida. I mean, come on. That was horrible. Last two games have been horrible for Florida. I would lean Florida State, but I don't love the game.
Let's see what we got here. I got so many games. It's crazy. I'm going to skip down to Miami and Duke. Does Miami cover the 21.5 piece against Duke? Duke is awful.
They have to, Scotty, right? They abuse Duke every year. They beat them up. They have to beat them up in this ball game. I think Van Dyke throws for 500 on this team. If Malik Cunningham threw for 300, Van Dyke could throw for 500 in this matchup.
All right, Alabama and Auburn. Alabama's laying 19 and a hook at Auburn.
Yeah, I'm laying it with Alabama. I think this is a game, again, everybody was on Bama last week. Now they go on the road. People are going to take the points. TJ Finley sucks. Auburn sucks. They cost me last week up 14-0, and they lose the ball game outright 21-17. They had three head coaches on that staff, Harsin, Bobo, and Derek Mason, and they couldn't coach their way out of a paper bag in Columbia last week. It's true. They had three head coaches, the OC, the DC, and the head coach, and they couldn't figure anything out against Shane Beamer, a first-year guy.
I agree. Oregon State and Oregon and Outson and Eugene, Oregon's laying 7. I did it, and I have no idea why.
Wait, you laid it or you took it?
Yeah, I laid it.
I can only look Oregon State. After that performance last week, I don't love it, though. It's a rivalry game. I understand. At home in Outson, but they lost this game last year. Chance Nolan playing very well. They made Arizona State completely one-dimensional. I would take the points with Oregon State, but again, don't love the game.
So Mel Tucker got his fat new deal in East Lansing, and he's getting 1.5 tomorrow against Penn State at home. I'm taking Sparty.
We're against each other. They allowed 435 passing yards over the last four games. I'm taking Clifford. I'm taking Jahan Dotson. They won 2 straight in the series. Love Penn State. Sorry.
Penn State with their big 7-4 record. They're so tough. Here you go. Northwestern and Illinois. I like Illinois, but they won't cover that piece, that 6.5 piece. Can they beat anyone by 6.5? But I thought they had a hell of a year with all their upsets.
Yeah, they did, and they beat the crap out of Minnesota, right? So they could beat up Northwestern. I mean, Northwestern's completely one-dimensional. I would lean to Illinois there. I was on Northwestern last week, so I'm a little bitter about that.
All right, Indiana-Purdue. Purdue's laying 15 at Ross 8 in West Lafayette. Indiana, 2-9. They absolutely suck.
Scotty, your alma mater catching 15 points in a rivalry game. This is the only game that matters, baby. Are you kidding me? You got to take the points with that team. Come on. Are you kidding me? In a rivalry game, this is the only game that matters for Tom Allen. Give me the 15.5. They might not win, but they got to cover.
I think they're going to get run out. Wisconsin and Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota with the upset and 7 points at home.
I am. I think PJ Fleck rose all over Paul Chryst in this matchup. He has the quarterback advantage with Tanner Morgan, rivalry game, playing at home. Wisconsin's good. They're just a product of their schedule, though. Let's not get crazy on how good Wisconsin is. They got abused by Michigan, abused by Penn State. They struggle with Army. No, I'm taking Minnesota in that ballgame.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Bedlam in Stillwater. Oak State's laying 4.
Could only lay it, Scott. This is the year they lost 6 straight, 18.5 points per game. I don't care. Give me Sanders. Give me Gundy. He's a man. I'm a man. I'm laying the 3.5 with Oklahoma State. I think they're the more complete team.
Pitt is laying 13 at Cuse.
This is the game crazy stuff happens in the Dome. I know Pitt's the better team, but I'm going to take the points with Syracuse in a bounce-back spot. Everybody was on them against Louisville, got abused. They backed them up again last week, lost. Now I'm taking Syracuse for the chance to go to a bowl game.
Clemson laying 11.5 at Bryce Williams in Columbia, South Carolina. I think that's a big poinsettia rivalry game. Do you take the number here with South Carolina after they mess with Auburn?
I laid it because I think they're happy to be bowl eligible. It's a granted it's a rivalry game, but you got to keep an eye. If NC State loses, Wake Forest loses, Clemson wins, they go to the ACC championship game. So keep an eye out for that. I mean, I recommend people watching NC State, watching Wake. Maybe you put a little on Clemson now, because if those two teams lose, Clemson wins, they're in the championship. So keep an eye out for that.
Kentucky, Louisville, at Louisville. Louisville laying 3, and they got that good quarterback.
Yeah, Malik Cunningham. I love Louisville, one of my better bets. Kentucky, -14 in turnover margin. I don't think there's been a team in college football, -14 in turnover margin. They have 8 wins on the year. It's phenomenal. They're great. They're over-exceeding expectations, but eventually catches up to you, especially on the road. And Louisville's defense, very underrated, especially against the run. 34% third down defense. Give me the better quarterback, Malik Cunningham, laying the short number.
BYU laying 7 at USC. I cannot believe how bad the Trojans are.
I'm going to lay. They suck. They absolutely suck. And I hate Kalani Sitake, but USC suck. You give up 62 points in a rivalry game? 62 right. Points? Come on. Come on. Where's Will Ferrell now and Snoop Dogg? They're not wearing the USC jerseys anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not. Snoop Dogg's wearing his Steeler jersey. Cal and UCLA at the Rose Bowl. I got under a minute. UCLA laying 6.5 to the Bears.
I'm going to take Justin Wilcox and the Bears. They've been a good dog this year. Give me the points.
Wow, I think UCLA will spank them at the Rose Bowl. All right, Joe, happy Thanksgiving. Great stuff. It was great having you on Coast to Coast. It's always great having you on the bench. I hope you have a kick-ass day tomorrow, kick-ass show in the morning, and a kick-ass Thanksgiving. I love you.
You too, brother. Love the show. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mafia, the family. Love it.
All right, there's my guy, Joe Lisi. Go for the 2. Check him out tomorrow on Sports Grid and Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, you name it. It's Pharrell on the bench. We'll come back and wrap it up.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so I'm off Thursday and Friday, and I'm off all of next week, so I'll be back on Coast to Coast on the Sports Grid TV side on December 6th and on the bench on the radio side December 6th. So just think December 6th, and I'll be back on the air. The show will go on as normal. The boys will be doing it. Dane will be doing it. You name it, on the TV side, radio side. Mafia and Carver Hyde doing a lot of shows. So there you go. Some of the winners in college basketball. UNLV won big. And I saw Memphis beat Virginia Tech. There were so many games. Minnesota was a winner. Butler blew out Chaminade. BYU over Texas Southern. St. Louis beat Stephen F. Austin. Florida over Ohio State. Texas was a winner. Oklahoma a winner. East Tennessee State by 6 over Kent State. Louisiana Tech won. Baylor blew out Arizona State. Monmouth beat Princeton. I'm just looking for some of these other ones. Washington lost to Nevada. Iowa State by 12 over Xavier, Michigan beat Tarleton Cigarettes. Seton Hall by 3 over Cal. Syracuse lost to VCU. Wisconsin by 6 over St. Mary's. And, you know, Michigan State was a winner today. That was a really good game. They beat Loyola of Chicago. Long Beach over Wright State. Vanderbilt beat Pitt. BU lost to Florida State by 1. Valpo over Tulane. Houston blew out Oregon. Notre Dame and A&M playing right now. Early on, it was tied at 11. Have a great Thanksgiving and with your family and friends. Be safe. I'll see you on December 6th. Good night.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.